This is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the September 2006 U.S. employment situation. From the household survey, the unemployment rate incrementally improved 0.1% to 4.6%. This was because the total labor force in September grew by only 101,000 to almost 152 million. The number of employed persons increased by more than 270,000 to almost 145 million. There were 170,000 fewer unemployed persons, which now stands at under 7 million, and the number of persons not in the workforce grew by 152,000. From the survey of businesses, often referred to as the jobs survey or report, job growth was below expectations at 51,000 for the month, which was less than half the monthly average for the past 6 months. The goods-producing sector loss of 11,000 jobs was because the familiar story in the disappearance of manufacturing jobs. It was 19,000 for the month. Construction built up 8,000 more jobs for the month, and natural resources and mining, which is also part of the goods-producing sector, neither added to the pile nor took any away. It was even Stevens. Activity in the service-providing sector was mixed, with 62,000 new jobs. The retail sector rang up returns of 12,000 jobs. Retail's loss was professional and business services gain with the same amount, 12,000 new jobs. Education and health services was healthy, with 15,000 new jobs, with home health care services, a subsector, adding 3,100 jobs in September. Leisure and hospitality is stretching out the vacation season and was up 10,000 more jobs, while government jobs were down 8,000, with state governments releasing 22,000 jobs, local governments taking up 18,000 new jobs, and the federal government letting 4,000 employees go. For those of you in the staffing sector, temporary help services employment lost 11,300 jobs in September to settle at 2,592,200, that's seasonally adjusted. For September, temporary help employment was down 0.4% from the previous month, but up 0.7% from September 2005. Temporary help services employment continued its gradual decline of market share of overall jobs in September, when it was 1.91%. The recent high was 1.96% in December 2005, meaning close to 2% of all jobs were within the temporary help services sector. In the face of mounting evidence of an aging population, normal job growth today is likely less than it has been through much of the 1990s. The data seem to support this contention, with the unemployment rate continuing to improve, but the number of new jobs below expectations. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. A video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.